Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I'm Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That phone number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to the studio today Mia Mendez and Ty Burch, two stars of the film Boston to Philly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
There's a little irony to the name of the film and the fact that Boston and Philly are playing an NBA game tonight.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think about that. Yes. That's hilarious.
Mia, set the stage just a little about the name of the film. About a guy who does come from Boston
Absolutely.
To Philadelphia.
Yeah, definitely. So our writer, director, Ralph, he's actually from Boston and currently in Boston right now. What happened was he moved to Philly. And this is his story and how, you know, his experience in coming to Philadelphia. So it is tentatively based on true occurrences that happened when he moved here and how he felt about the city. So that's, you know, it's his baby.
But your character in the film is actually Philly.
Yes, I play Philly.
Is the name Philly.
Yes, I play Carolina, a.k.a. Philly. I am from Philadelphia as well. And yeah, it's an amazing character. I was just saying on the elevator here, I've worked in radio. So at the time that it came at a great moment for me because I was studying acting in New York. It's always been a passion of mine. It's something I wanted to get into. And when my radio career, I don't want to say my career ended in radio, just that particular on-air position had ended, I went on an audition for Philly and I got it. So it was just perfect timing. I had, because, you know, once a certain radio gig ends, you're on unemployment and blah, blah, blah. So I had all the time in the world to dedicate to the film. Yeah.
Ty, who are you in the film?
I play Coach George.
And you're the supporting actor, basically.
Yes.
Basically to Ralph being the main actor in it.
Yes, it's pretty interesting because Coach George was only supposed to be in the film for about 3 minutes, but my audition got me written into the film.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's wonderful for an actor. Yeah.
So then that goes back to the writer to expand the character because you were that good in the moment.
It's amazing because Coach George's character, Ralph and I grew a relationship. Like with any coach and any teacher and a student, you begin to form relationships, and that's what happened between Ralph and I throughout the film and in life.
Mia, I was looking at the trailer, and I can see parts of Philadelphia, and they have not a whole campus per se.
Correct.
It's a made-up campus.
Yes, it is.
But where did you shoot most of the college?
A lot of it was around University City in that area. I was thinking that earlier. That's one of the awesome parts of being able to watch the film back. You know, I'm seeing myself, yes, but it's awesome being from Philly and, you know, seeing this vision, this screen, and it's Philadelphia behind me on almost every, you know, every shot. It's it's home behind me. So that was a good experience to watch.
Ty, you went to Frankfurt High School, right?
Yes, correct. I did.
And do you have a sports background that led into coaching at all in your real life?
Yes, actually I do. I played basketball and I played football and volleyball in Frankfurt High School.
Yeah. Nice.
Help me out. I should know who the Frankfurt High School basketball was, right? Because
that was Coach Miller at the
Coach
time.
Coach Miller,
rest in peace.
Got you.
Yes.
And Mia, you're Temple made.
Yes, I am.
A broadcast communications major.
Correct.
So many of us were communications or journalism or something along those lines. Did you know exactly the route you wanted to take when you were still in college? Or did you say, I'll just see what happens when I get out?
You know what? I'll be honest. I never envisioned myself as a journalist or on radio growing up. I always envisioned acting. And what happened was I was shy. And I felt like acting was a dream, wasn't reachable, attainable, right? So when I graduated high school, and shout out to Colonel Doherty, I went to Doherty, which is no longer, you know, they closed it down. Oh, my baby. But so when I went to college, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And I just didn't think I should major in theater. I just thought that that was not something I could do. So I went into broadcasting just because it was in the realm of television. I was like, it's in the realm of what I want to do. And what happened was I went on an internship for Channel 3 downtown, and I realized I didn't want to be a news anchor. That was my thought. I'm going to go into broadcasting and be a news anchor. I realized I didn't want to do that only because, and I have high respect and regard for them, it just didn't fit my personality to say such sad stuff every day. I didn't want that to be my everyday. So I had an internship my senior year with radio, and I kind of fell into radio. In promotions, I was like, oh, okay, this seems kind of cool. Why don't I check this out? Did that. Still was shy, and then certain radio personalities were pushing me from Philadelphia to do an air check, our little demo, and I did that, and then I fell in love with radio. And I think everything happens for a reason, because doing that, kind of being in radio for so many years, kind of broke me out of my shell and gave me the courage to then go after acting. So yeah, it was perfect alignment.
Ty, what is your acting background prior to landing this role?
Well, I started acting in the year 2000, and I kind of fell off for a little while. Life happened, had children, and was married at the time, and ran into a friend who said, "Hey, I have this acting friend. His name is Nakia Dillard, and he said he said he has an acting school. He said I think you'll be perfect for it." He said I met Nakia at his birthday party. He had a birthday party for his son at his acting school, and because Nakia does characters and things like that for parties, ICANN Entertainment Solutions. And he was like, you know, I'm having a workshop with a Disney producer. His name is Troy Rowland from Philly. Troy lives out in L.A., and he came and did this workshop and was like, you have something. You need to come in here and hone your skills and hone your gifts and take the class. That was 4 years ago. And I just hit the ground running from there. Awesome. Boston Philly was my first feature. I did a few web series, and me and I are both in a web series that they're still filming called The Book of Nimrod. That's how we met, and I. And then we just actually, I saw Mia's name on the paper for the audition for Boston Philly. I'm like, oh, good, it's a familiar face. You hear? Like, I think we were the only two people from Philly to audition from there.
Right, and then which was after, shocking.
Yes.
Which is really shocking. Yes.
But also should give you a little bit of an edge because you know the place.
Yes, yes,
the feel.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and then we were able to bring other people in as well. Like Ralph and I grew the relationship, and he was like, you know somebody for this role, or, you know, we're having a casting. We had a casting down at the Adrian Theater. Mm-hmm. I think it was the Adrian Theater down near 22nd and Samson, and it was great. A lot of people came out. We were able to meet new people, and some, you know, Philly is a large acting community, but it's small. We see everybody everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. So it was beautiful. This whole journey is beautiful. Yeah. All the people we get to meet and the relationships and the friendships we get to make and acquaintances, and it's great.
Yeah. Now, the film was released when exactly?
Well, we are currently waiting. We have about, I would say, within the next 60 days. If you follow Boston to Philly on Facebook, bostonphilly.com, you'll be able to know the official release date on the distribution platform. But we have screened it everywhere and so many festivals throughout the country.
Thank you
to Las Vegas, to Atlanta, to Miami, of course, Boston and Philadelphia here. We had an amazing turnout in Philly.
I'm just curious where they showed it here in Philadelphia.
The Ritz.
Oh, the Ritz.
Yeah, the Ritz downtown.
The Ritz.
We did it.
we went to the, we had one screen at the three screenings at the Ritz. One at, it's called Alma Mater now, on
Germantown
Avenue.
Yeah, Chestnut Hill area.
Yep.
There was one other place. I can't remember the name of it right now, but we had quite a few screenings. I think the last screening we had was October 13th of 2016 here in Philly.
Yes.
Here in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, so then it's been traveling ever since.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to take a commercial break, but we'll come back and continue this conversation.
Fantastic.
We are talking to Mia Mendez and Ty Burch, two stars of the film Boston to Philly.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line. To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
The National Constitution Center presents American Treasures, documenting the nation's founding, an exhibit that illuminates the founding era through the rarest early drafts of the U.S. Constitution, including Pennsylvania delegate James Wilson's own handwritten drafts. Created by the National Constitution Center in partnership with the Historical Society of Pennsylvania, this exhibit explores the momentous constitutional events in this early period of American history. Among the gallery's many priceless treasures is the very first handwritten draft of the U.S. Constitution, and a display of rare newspaper printings of the text of the Bill of Rights. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700. Temple basketball tickets are on sale now. Don't miss head coach Fran Dumphy and the men's team battle St. Joe's, Villanova, Wisconsin, UConn, Wichita State, and more at the Lea Cora Center this season. Plus, head coach Tanya Cardoza and the women's team will face off against UConn and defending national champion South Carolina, led by head coach Dawn Staley. Call the Temple ticket sales office at 215-204-TIXX or visit alstix.com to purchase your Temple men's and women's basketball tickets today.
I'm going to have to interrupt Mia Mendez's Facebook Live. No, this is even fun. We are talking to Mia Mendez and Ty Burch, both playing in the film Boston to Philly. And before we went to break, you were mentioning how you've gone to a number of different film festivals.
Yes.
What's been the reaction to the film? Like, what's the feedback? What's the vibe that people get from it?
I mean, for me, it's been all positive. I think we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. People love the story. Because Boston to Philly, it's a coming of age drama. So there's a bunch of different characters that go through things in their life, and that's how they bond and come together. But it's also a love story between Boston and Philly. So people are connected to that.
And everyone, we should mention that the male star's nickname in it is Boston.
Yes.
And then you are Philly, right?
Yes. So that part of it people love. And also just some of the serious topics that Ralph wanted to definitely touch on in the film is definitely being noticed. Yeah. So I think that's a great thing.
Like depression and abuse is one of them, or two of the topics that he touches on is pretty profound.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people are scared to touch those topics, and Ralph really hit the hammer on the head with leaving the city, losing your parents. You mm-hmm. know, that's the story. There's no secret. You know, he lost his parents, so he moved here to Philly and had to adjust and adapt to new life. You know, being an outsider, not dressing the same, looking different, not being accepted. You know, finding somebody who you feel comfortable walking around and say a pleasant face.
Philly's not always pleasant, though.
It comes with the territory, right?
Now, Ralph directed it also.
Yes,
he did.
Wow, so that's like a real skill to be able to be the actor and direct it, is it not?
He's worn so many hats. I always tell people the success of the film, I mean, as amazing as it is to be a leading character and the work that we did, but the success that we've seen of it thus far with the festivals and, you know, we've both won awards from this film. All of that is a testament to Ralph and his dedication. He works hard.
And his belief in us.
Well, yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Now, one of the awards I saw was yours, Ty, and that was the MPAH Best Supporting Actor, but I didn't know what MPAH stood for, so please do share.
It's the Motion Picture Association of Haiti.
Wow. that was in Boston.
It was in Boston. It was streamed live in Haiti and in Miami. Yes, on was it October 29th? Yeah. Sunday, October 29th of 2017.
Ooh, you're good with dates.
Yes.
You're good. I was like, what?
Ty, do you have any connection to either of those places?
Neither.
And Ralph does.
Yeah, Ralph does. I was shocked. You know, I don't. In sports, we don't play to lose. We play to win. So
correct.
I went with the attitude, like, I'm going to win. But then they were like, well, you know who competition you're up against? Like, these guys are like the Idris Elba and the Denzel Washington of the Haitian community. And I'm like, okay, no pressure, you know. So I go there, and, you know, they have seats. We had, didn't have to look for our seats. They had seats prepared for us with water in a chair. And they had limo ride for us. It was awesome. And, you know, when they said my name, it was like a disbelief. Like, and Ralph gave the award, so me and Mia thinking the same thing, like, okay, Ralph's presenting the award. There's no way I'm winning with these guys on the screen. They were the favorites.
Yeah.
They walked as the favorites. They dressed as the favorites. They just had this aura about them. They said, oh, y'all from Boston, Philly? Okay. And now here we are, and they were at least 20 in their clique. And it was just, what, five of us.
It was like five of us. We're just like, hey, we're here.
Yeah, no, we're here. But then when they said my name, like, it was amazing. It was amazing. And I gotta say this, because Mia won Best Actress in Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
Against Loretta Devine.
Wow.
So that's pretty big.
That's huge.
So that says a lot. That says a lot about this film and the quality of work that's going into the film. We've seen a lot of independent filmmakers, all hats off to the independent filmmaker, but this film has great quality. We brought a lot of life to Philly. I acted in, and I helped shoot the film also, shoot certain parts of the film, and we created some beauty. I believe we created beauty. It's a lot of artistry.
A lot of lovely shots.
Yes.
And anyone who's from Philly and knows the artistic background of Philadelphia, it's right. Nice when they come see the film and they recognize mm-hmm. these artists that, you know, people they've actually hung out with, whether it's on South Street in Old City or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good feeling.
Because you mentioned it is an independent film, and like, there were five of you and 20 of these others. What kind of budget did Ralph have to work with? And kind of just say, the quality of this is going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, Ralph, what kind of book did you have
Ralph,
for this?
No. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We've seen it in other places that they only have so much money, but they've still won great awards because
Absolutely.
They were able to get it done with great talent and being
correct.
Efficient.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know what his whole budget was in shooting the film. But
let me go back then, since that's... How long did it take you to shoot?
Oh, sure. It was definitely a year. It was definitely, because we only shot really on weekends.
Yeah, I think we did approximately a year and 8 months, because there was a couple reshoots, you know. Mm-hmm. We all had 9 to 5, so we had to go around our schedules at the time. And I had left my job at probably maybe 3/4 of the way into the film, so I was able to dedicate my whole time to the craft mm-hmm. and the filming. And you know, when you want quality, just take your time and be patient and wait for it. And that's what we have.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For Ralph being a filmmaker from Boston, coming to Philly, bringing Philly to light, I think he's done something that not a lot of people have done. We have another film that Mia and I are in that I helped shoot also, called Center City. But Boston to Philly, we did so much. I'm so happy and so proud of this. And all the buzz and the promotion that's going on with this film is amazing. And this is what we work hard for.
Sure.
This is what we work
absolutely.
Hard for.
I have to take another commercial break, but Mia, give the website or Facebook page
both
absolutely. That people can go and get a feel and watch the trailer
Yeah, the trailer's definitely up at bostontophilly.com, but also on Facebook, Boston to Philly, with the number 2. It's Boston, the number 2, Philly.
All one word.
I was just going to say, no spaces in there. I saw that. All right, you are listening to Lifestyles. We'll be back in a moment.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs.
Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes@AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. D-Line, I'm chatting with Mia Mendez and Ty Birch of the movie Boston to Philly. Expected out in the next 60 days.
Yes.
We're going to give it that.
Yes.
Ty, you brought up that at the time that you guys were filming, 9 to 5 was part of your guys' life. And then, you know, you would do what you could on the side.
Yes.
Is that still the case?
No, it's not still the case.
Okay, so now then I would say in terms of staying on top of your craft, which has now become an actor, what do you do for that?
Not only am I an actor, I'm a filmmaker also. And
that's
I
right,
edit.
You're Mastermind Productions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you for the shout out. Yes.
CEO of Mastermind Productions.
Yes.
And
all
best
the creative,
supporting actor.
All the creative genius comes from here, right? So I had this vision that was given to me, and I have to say that the vision was given to me from God because I fought for a lot of people ask the question, like, well, how did you leave your 9 to 5? Like, I can't wait to leave my 9 to 5 to do what you do full time. Well, the backstory to that is I wrestled with God for a year and a half before I left. And, of course, he won. It wasn't real much of a wrestling match. But, you know, when I heard that call, like, you know, you have to do this. You know, God started lining everything up. I meet Nakia, go to his workshop, meet Troy Rowland. Troy Rowland prophesies over my life and says, you have to get in here to do this. And I see everything lining up. I don't have money to fund this. Barely have money to support myself. But or my children, and then here we have, we're picking up Buzz, you know, just the seeds were planted, and now this is the growth of the seeds that were planted, so I'm enjoying this ride. It may look ugly in the beginning to some people, but to me, this is joy. This is where I get my joy from, my passion. I get to tell stories on film, and I'm a filmmaker. We have an acting school in Roxborough called the Actors District.
Yes.
Me and Toby Gaddison and I, you know, and we teach film, we teach acting on film and stage. We do more film, but we teach overall acting and how to do character study and how to do scene study and script study. And it's so amazing to watch the growth of the students, to watch because they teach us also. Mm-hmm. And to get people work. People are booking jobs, and it's amazing. Toby was in film, Nakia was in film, but have a relationship with the both of them, very good brothers. And they just, everyone has something to bring. And it's just amazing. It's an amazing ride. Lot to say. It's just an amazing ride.
And Mia, I've seen on your Instagram, you'll do #actorslife.
Ah,
so
yes.
So what is an actor's life or actress in your right, case, right. But actor's life fits better.
Yeah. What's that, what they say? Because actress is actor. That's that, right. It's the correct term is actor. Yes. But
like a doctor is a doctor.
Yeah, same difference. Yes. Well, you know, it's, for me, it's getting up every day with a plan and executing that plan. Whether it's like, this is the time I'm going to work out. This is the time I'm going to read this script. This is the time I'm going to go to class. This is the time. Like, I'm a scheduler. You know, I have it in my phone. Time frames, I mean, and I think the more specific you are, the better the outcome. I mean, I'll even have, I don't know, 9 a.m. breakfast in my phone. Like, this is like how I schedule my day.
Yeah. Like, don't forget to eat.
Yeah, you know, like, I'll have it. Right. Yeah.
If you have too much going on, you can forget.
Yeah. Right, there's so much going. Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm starving and energy level just dropped and all that. But, yeah, so the actor's life is being on set, being on time, being studious, making sure you're reading scripts and working on character development, memorizing lines. And someone asked me one time about that because they saw the script and they're like, how do you do this? And I'm like, you just read it over and over and over again. And yes, it's tedious, but it's you have to be disciplined in doing that. It can be very tedious and like, oh, I got to read this again. You know, but, you know, you do. You have to.
Yes.
All right, we're out of time, but plug the website.
Absolutely.
One more time.
Boston to Philly, the number Boston. Two. Boston to Philly. Also, Facebook is Boston to Philly. And my website is miamendez.com.
It's YouTube, Boston to Philly. You can see some of the extended trailers on there also.
Yeah.
Yes.
All good stuff. And the poster, official poster, released today. So go check it out.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Thank you to Mia Mendez and Ty Burch. The movie again, Boston to Philly. I'm Dee Lynam, and I want to remind you that today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and ideas, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That phone number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, have a great day.